There's a great story of a person that we should reflect on. I've always related to this person because of my own life. And that's the Toba of Abi Nawas. Abu Nawas is one of the greatest poets of the era of what's called Al-Muhdithin. Those poets who came like after the time of the early poets of Islam and after the Jahili poets. The ulama used to say, Abu Nawas indana ka'im ruqais inda al-mutaqaddimin. Meaning that this person, even though he was incredibly gifted, he was born a Muslim, he exhibited tremendous talents as an artist. They say, kan yashrabu al-khamr yawmiyan. He was someone who suffered with a chemical addiction. And he actually has a form of poetry that we studied in Azhar because it's so beautiful called Al-Khamriyat. He was also known for being someone who committed tremendous amount of sin. All kinds of sin. But something happened to him. Number one is, even though he was a sinner, great scholars kept a line open to him. Most of the ulama in the area of Basra, they stayed in touch with him with the hope that one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love will be manifested through his heart and he will come back to Allah. And one of those is the great Imam, Sayyidina wa Imamina al-Shafi'i, radiallahu anhu. Like, can you imagine Imam Shafi is friends with a drunk? Like, no one would imagine that. Imam Abu Hanifa, his neighbor, was a drunkard. He bailed him out of jail. These people weren't, as Dr. West talks about, caught up in righteous indignation. They understood that the greatest sign of righteousness is to have hope that Allah will change people and to humbly be that bridge to change. But Abu Nawas, unfortunately, his life continued as it did, and he died. Al-Dhahabi mentions that the people came to bury him, and they went to the local imam. And this is like a lot of us. We run into people who are religious, who are nice. We run into people who are religious, who are like, So they went to this imam, and they said, you know, we need you to pray janazah on somebody. And he's like, okay. And they're like, Abu Nawas. He's like, nah, man. I got something to do. And they're like, why? He's like, you know, Sharibu Khamar, blah, 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 blah. And there were rumors that he had made Toba, by the way, that he had repented. He had been brought in front of the government on more than one occasion because of things he wrote about. So they were despondent and they went to his home and they began to undress him and prepare him for washing. And they found in his pocket a piece of, like, poetry. And his wife said to them, this is the last poem he ever wrote. What does the poem say? It says, in azumat dhunubi kathratan, falakad alimta annaka anna afwaka a'zamu. It says, oh Allah, if my sins are infinite and great, I believe with certainty that your forgiveness is greater. And kana la yarjuka ila al-muhsin. If the only person that can hope in you are the righteous, فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَدْعُوا وَيَرْجُوا الْآثِمُ, then who will sinners turn to? If the only one who can turn to you are the pious people, then who will the sinner hope in and pray to if there's nothing left? أَدْعُوكَ كَمَا أَمَرْتَنِي تَدَرُّعًا, I turn to you. I repented to you as you ordered me in humility. وَلَئِنُّ رَدَّتَّ يَدِي فَمَنْ ذَا يَرْحَمُ, and if you refuse my offering, my hands, then who's going to be merciful? Like, there's no one else that can be merciful. Then he says, مَارِي إِلَيْكَ وَسِيلَةٌ إِلَّا الرَّجَى, the only bridge I have to you is hope. وَجَمِيلُ عَفْوِكَ, and your beautiful transcendent forgiveness, وَإِنِّي مُسْلِمُ, and I'm a Muslim. When they read this, they were overcome, and they went back to the imam. They said, you need to read this. And he said, like, who wrote that? They said, this is the last qasida of Abi Nawas. Then he said, bring him, and we're going to pray on him.